Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Timberline Nails and Spa in Fort Collins asked listeners, do you think driving drunk is no big deal? Imagine what it can do for your social life, including bus rides, counseling, community service, court dates, and the special new friends you'll make during your stay in jail, if you live. So please drive responsibly. If you drink, don't drive. This is a message from Timberline Nails and Spa in Fort Collins. Give them a call today at 225-2000. They remind you, you don't drink and drive. Your life and your mind depend upon it. 225-2000.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and a couple of things I want to bring up. We've got a fascinating guest this morning, but I just simply wanted to mention that Joe Ferrer of WorldNet Daily has launched a program designed to try to save the country by encouraging every one of his readers, and I would encourage every one of my listeners, to immediately write and phone and fax your congressman and senator and say, do not vote to increase the level of borrowing. And basically, if they would simply cut about $700 billion from the budget for the rest of this year, why, they could balance the budget. They don't need to increase the level of borrowing. What they can do is do away with the EPA. It was never authorized by Congress. It was simply created. The Department of Education, it was never authorized by Congress. It's unconstitutional. Do away with the Department of Transportation, Department of Energy, which has never produced any energy. Do away with all of these unconstitutional organizations. And it's not going to influence Social Security. It's not going to influence Medicare or any other entitlement programs, which incidentally are going to have to be cut down the road because they're all bankrupt. They're all Ponzi schemes. They were all fraudulent from the very beginning, and nobody has the courage to say it. So get out your pen and pencil. Write to your congressman. Email your congressman. Fax your congressman. Call your congressman and say, do not vote to increase the level of spending. Basically, there's been a tremendous outpour of support for doing this. Do not raise the lending level. This is what it's all about. Basically, they can borrow, I think, up to $14.3 trillion, and now they want to increase that again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is designed to bankrupt America. Everything going on is designed to bankrupt America. Why is Ben Bernanke buying bonds and putting more money into the banking system? The whole idea is, well, we're going to buy an additional $600 billion in bonds. We're going to put money into the system so that we can get it working again. The banks are sitting on $2 to $3 trillion in money, and they're not spending it because they're part of this scam to bankrupt America. The big, great corporations are sitting on at least $2 billion, $1.9 to $2 trillion. They have plenty of money. They're not going to spend it. Why? They're part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. The whole idea is to contract our economy and impoverish our people and bring austerity to America. So what Ben Bernanke is doing is just facilitating the destruction of the dollar. The Chinese will tell you that. The people throughout the world will tell you that. That money is funneling into their countries, driving up inflation, driving up the cost of food, facilitating the revolutionary movement you're seeing throughout the Middle East. And the inflation is going to hit America later this year with devastating results. They know what they're doing. Don't let them get away with saying, oh, we had no idea. The producer price index is up 14.4%. That means it's 14.4% to produce goods in America, and 6 months from now, about 4 months from now, those prices are going to hit. You either get involved or don't complain as they destroy the value of your life savings. Well, with that as a background, I want to talk about another destructive thing that the government is doing today, and that is, of course, the genetically modified foods. And with us this morning is Phil Gersten, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, but he is involved with seed production. He produces seeds and distributes them. The genetically modified seeds, however, spread their pollen viciously into fields where there's good seeds that have not been altered genetically, and then contaminate them. And, of course, increasingly today, the vast majority of our corn is genetically modified. The vast majority of our canola oil, our cottonseed oil, our soybeans, increasingly our rice. But now the latest thing is alfalfa. So I've asked Phil to come on this morning and tell us about the danger of genetically modified seeds, because he's a seed farmer and he's on the front lines of the effort to get the truth out. Phil, thanks so much for being with us this morning, and why don't you tell our listeners what's really going on with the genetically modified foods and why we should be concerned about genetically modified alfalfa.
Thank you. My main concern is the contamination of all of the plants within a crop like alfalfa. Alfalfa is a perennial plant. It's pollinated by bees that travel long distances, and the seeds from conventional alfalfa that is pollinated by a Roundup Ready alfalfa plant will contain the Roundup Ready gene, and those will soon contaminate the entire population of alfalfa in the United States and eventually around the world.
Well, now, what's wrong with it, though, Evan? What's wrong with Roundup Ready alfalfa? I mean, that just means you're not going to grow any weeds in it. Or are there other effects? I mean, are there other effects from, introducing these genes into Roundup Ready genes into alfalfa? What's wrong with Roundup Ready alfalfa?
Well, there are some people who simply don't want to consume genetically modified food or food that is derived from it. And the judge in San Francisco said they had the right to do that, to avoid them. But the USDA is going to allow this to happen, and eventually virtually all of the food we eat will have the genetically modified genes in it.
But what's wrong? Is there anything wrong with it? I mean, people don't like it. People were afraid of electricity initially, perhaps with some justification we're finding now. But what is wrong with genetically modified foods? Is there any evidence that it's harmful to the health? Or is there any evidence that it's pretty safe? We'll be right back in just a moment here.
I'll be sure.
Hold on, we'll be back in a moment.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
When you need a dynamic energy boost and you require that energy to last you for the long term, all you have to do is take a warhead capsule and a drink of water. In moments, you'll feel the dramatic performance elevating effects of Warhead's amazing blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceutical compounds rush throughout your body. You have to try it to believe it. Whether you need to wake up in the morning or stay awake at night, work at hard physical labor, or work out as an athlete, Warhead will give you the vitality, alertness, and power that you need to be the very best that you can be. Why does Warhead work better? Because it is such an advanced complex of the highest quality ingredients, all carefully balanced to give you what you need, longer-lasting energy for superior physical and mental performance. Warhead is all natural and all legal. Keep a bottle of Warhead handy. You can never know when you'll need an explosion of raw energy. Remember the name Warhead. You'll be glad that you did. For your bottle of Warhead, come to the Green Herb in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Visit our website at nextlevelformulations.com or call 1-800-910-0200.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network. Our guests, Bill Gersten and Phil, is there any evidence that genetically modified foods are harmful to people?
No, because they really haven't done much testing on whether they are. This stems from a decision made back in the 1980s by a group of genetic engineers that said that genetic engineering was essentially equivalent to conventional plant breeding, and therefore there was no need to do any tests to see whether it had any harmful effects. And so there has been very few tests that would check to see whether these changed proteins in the food are affecting anybody. There's been some foreign studies that indicate that there is, but essentially they don't do any checking on it.
Well, my understanding is that actually Jeffrey Smith has written about the fact that they've actually gotten hold of the studies done by Monsanto that did show that there was some toxic effects on the liver and on the immune system. Certainly the animal studies in Russia show that this leads to infertility. Certainly the genetically modified, was with soy, genetically modified corn fed to pigs led to their infertility. So certainly it will take a long time to determine their fertility in humans, but nobody's looking for it. But, of course, what you're doing is modifying the genetic makeup of food. And basically in Europe, why, of course, they've banned this, the public doesn't know. But here in America, why, of course, they don't allow the information out. And the scientific studies, certainly even by Monsanto, show that there were potential dangers for the genetically modified food, yet for some reason nobody seems to be concerned that this produces sterility and fertility, and certainly in animals, in both mice and in rats, and in pigs, and certainly the toxic effects on the immune system, the kidneys and liver, even in Monsanto's own studies, have totally been ignored. So basically, how can certainly the USDX override a judge and just say, well, go ahead and plant the alfalfa. We're not going to be concerned if all of this, contaminates the crops. Because what could this do as far as the animals that consume the alfalfa? Could it affect them in any way?
Well, we don't know. However, there is one thing that we do know, and that is that with Roundup Ready alfalfa, the purpose of having Roundup Ready alfalfa is so that you can spray it with glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, and kill the weeds. And according to the label information, 5 days before harvest, you can spray 44 ounces of this stuff per acre. And we know that the glyphosate does not dissipate in that 5 days, and it's harvested with the alfalfa. And then that alfalfa can be fed to cows, particularly milk cows, and they're, all of that glyphosate is going to be fed to them, and it's likely to show up in the milk. There's been studies that shows that it's in the milk that people drink then. It's in the meat that people eat. So it might not be just the genetically modified stuff, genes that are in there, but the chemical that they spray the crops with, because they now can do it with this modified gene in there.
And Roundup is extremely toxic. I mean, can't they produce, you know, neurological changes and other harmful effects to human beings?
Well, itself, you might be able to drink a little bit of it, but that wouldn't mean you'd ever have any children in your after you grew up. So, and this has not been well studied. About the only study that's been done on that is with amphibians, and a university in Pennsylvania or Philadelphia showed that it was very toxic to frogs, various frogs. And the reason it was not that it killed them, because it prevented them from being able to reproduce. And
well,
so now we're feeding this stuff. We'll be feeding all of this stuff to our children.
Well, I think that people have to understand there really is a population control agenda. Anybody who doubts that, it's only to get the National Security Study Memorandum 200, came out in 1974 over the name of Henry Kissinger. You can pull it down off the internet, or we carry it bound here at Radio Liberty. You can purchase it from us. You should read it. You should understand this is the basis of American foreign domestic policy. It's called population control. And certainly, it used to be we had 3.4 children per family. Now we have about 1.6 children per family. When you take in the immigrants coming in, why we're able to get the kids that are having large families, why you get our reproduction rate up to 2.2 children per family. But as far as the indigenous population, it's almost dropped 50% in recent years. And nobody ever asks why. Why is this happening? Well, certainly, Phil.
Well, I don't particularly believe that there's any conspiracy to do that. I think it's just a matter of profit, and it's a matter of dominating the industries by these large corporations.
What have you been doing to try to get this information out, and have you been having a conscious effort to...
I've been writing articles, and I passed them out to all the farm news media, and they simply won't carry them, or they just make us out as a bunch of radicals that are opposed to science, and they won't really tell the truth and all the problems with it. And the reason they won't is that it's dollars. The Monsanto and Monsanto companies primarily provide all of the advertising dollars for them, and they won't say anything in those papers that would be harmful to their advertising dollars. So that's one of the reasons, and that's one of the reasons I'm on your show here. I want to get this information out as best as I can on what all of these other effects are from this. One, with this massive advertising that they do, they can convince farmers that they need Roundup Ready alfalfa. And that will give them an opportunity to control the alfalfa seed business. And it's very complex, and it's pretty hard to explain until you really start looking at all of the inner things that go on. Now, with Roundup, with alfalfa seed, the United States was a major producer, world producer of alfalfa seed. And nearly 50% of the alfalfa seed that we produced was sent overseas to foreign buyers. Now, with this Roundup introduced into this country, these foreign countries will not accept the seeds that have this genetic contamination in it. So the alfalfa seed industry is going to lose 50% of its market. However, if you're a big company and you have a worldwide reach and you have production facilities in other countries like Australia or Canada or Argentina, you can easily move and take that market. So what it's done is killed half of the alfalfa seed industry in the United States.
All right, fine. Well,
that's just one of many factors that are involved here.
Well, discuss some of the other factors. Certainly, we'll be losing our foreign markets for alfalfa seeds. What about the super weeds that they talk about developing a few years down the line after having done this for a time? Aren't there certain weeds then that become resistant to the Roundup Ready products?
Well, there are a lot of natural weeds that just are naturally resistant to Roundup. And these weeds are generally very difficult weeds. They're knap weeds, field bindweed, Canada thistle, and some other very bad perennial weeds that once they contaminate a farm area, they virtually make the land worthless. Roundup does not kill those. So when you go out and you continuously spray with Roundup and you kill all the other weeds out there, then this leaves a nice open space for all of these weeds to expand and take over. So the usefulness of the Roundup Ready technology has a very limited life, and soon it won't work as a weed killer in the alfalfa fields, and then the alfalfa fields and other fields will be contaminated with these very difficult weeds. Also, virtually all of the weeds, if you repeatedly spray them and you don't quite kill them, the genetics in those plants that allow it to resist glyphosate or essentially any other chemical become dominant in the plant, and then the chemical will not kill the plant. So this Roundup Ready technology has a very limited life to it. And with corn and soybeans and others, when it does, why then they can just clean up the seed supply. That would be quite easy to do. But with alfalfa, we can't do that because it grows all over the country in the drain ditches and road right-of-ways, vacant lots in a lot of our rural towns, in non-farmed areas. And once that gene is into that population of those plants, and because of the widespread use of glyphosate by homeowners and road districts and all these, when they spray those areas, the Roundup Ready plants will survive. All the other conventional alfalfa plants will die, and then you will have a pure population of Roundup Ready plants there. Now, these things will leapfrog all across the country, and they'll get in areas where where conventional alfalfa seed is grown, and it'll cross-pollinate into the fields. And so that's the reason all of our seed will be contaminated. And now these foreign countries, they don't want it, so they will not, they'll just, when the seed is shipped to their country, they'll test it, and if it has any contamination in it, the seed will be rejected.
Well, now, basically, is there any way to keep this cross-pollination out of your alfalfa seeds? You grow alfalfa seeds. Is there any way you have of protecting yourself? And do you have a means of coming back at Monsanto and suing them for producing a product that is contaminating your seeds and destroying your markets?
No, there will be absolutely no way that we can not have all the alfalfa in the United States contaminated, and hence all of the alfalfa seed contaminated. And the USDA in the Environmental Impact Statement has acknowledged that if our in the beginning of this, they said, oh, we could coexist and we wouldn't contaminate the conventional and organic alfalfa. And now they admit that it will. And they say, oh, well, it won't be significant and won't be important. Well, it is important and it is significant. And it's done a huge amount of damage to the alfalfa seed industry. And I'm looking for a law firm that would take this on a class action lawsuit, and I'd like to help them do it.
And are there any lawyers who have the courage to take on Monsanto? Because Monsanto has a reputation of being ruthless and setting out to crush and destroy anyone who opposes them.
This is a real concern of a lot of law firms. They would be taking on a really vicious type of a situation if they did that. And they're going to have to be dedicated and diligent, and they're going to have some fire in the gut to do it.
Haven't been able to find a law firm that will represent the farmers in this?
As of yet, I have not got anyone lined up for sure.
All right. Is there interest among some of the law firms? Because, you know, it's a big expenditure on their part.
Yes, I think there is. But understanding alfalfa cross-pollination, alfalfa markets and all this is something that the average person doesn't know. It takes somebody who's been in the industry to understand it. And there may be some lawyers out there that understand farming and understand cross-pollination and this genetic contamination issue. And if I can't find one like that, then I'll have to educate them.
All right, hold on. We'll be back at this moment with Bill Gersten.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
When you need a dynamic energy boost and you require that energy to last you for the long term, all you have to do is take a Warhead capsule and a drink of water. In moments, you'll feel a dramatic performance elevating effects of Warhead's amazing blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceutical compounds rush throughout your body. You really have to try it to believe it. Whether you need to wake up in the morning or stay awake at night, work hard at physical labor, or work out as an athlete, Warhead will give you the vitality, alertness, and power that you need to be the very best that you can be. Why does Warhead work better? Because it is such an advanced complex of the highest quality ingredients, all carefully balanced to give you what you need, longer-lasting energy for superior physical and mental performance. Warhead is all natural and all legal. Keep a bottle of Warhead handy. You can never know when you need an explosion of raw energy. Remember the name Warhead. You'll be glad you did. For your bottle of Warhead, come to the Green Herb in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Visit our website at nextlevelformulations.com or call 1-800-910-0200.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all, it should never hurt to be a child.
Well, Dan, I guess morning, Phil Gerson. Phil, do you have a website or any information you'd like to get out for our listeners? Phil, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, do you have a website or anything written, or where could people get essays on the subject? Articles.
Well, if they go in the on the internet into Google or any of these search and put in Roundup Ready Alfalfa, they'll find some items in there, and I think pretty close to the top they'll find what's wrong with Roundup Ready Alfalfa, and that's an article that I wrote that I passed out to all of the farm news media, which none of them ever carried it, or just the reasons why we were opposed to Roundup Ready Alfalfa. But if they go on there and put that in the internet search, they'll find it. There's some other articles, and it will refer them back to there to another website that we have quite a bit of information posted on, so they can find this information.
Well, what is that website that you do have a lot of information on?
It's seeds for forage at yahoo.com.
Seeds before forage at yahoo.com.
Forage, and my daughter put four in there instead of the writing out the number four, and so it's very confusing to tell people what it is. But it's seeds for, that's the number four, forage at yahoo.com.
Seeds for forage at yahoo.com. All
yeah.
Right. Well, basically, could you
But they, they can go on the internet and find a lot of this information, and I really appreciate you giving me this time on the air so that I can start to get some of this information out.
All right. Well, could you list what's wrong with it? Now, you've already told us that it's going to damage the foreign market for about half of our alfalfa seeds, and, of course, if they're contaminated, other countries won't take them. Because they're concerned. They know that certainly there are serious problems with the other genetically modified foods that contain this Roundup Ready gene that makes certainly the product not the Roundup cannot kill it, at least. But what are the other things besides
There's another very important factor, and that is that this Roundup or alfalfa is the first perennial plant that is cross-pollinated by insects that travel long distances and produces hard seed. This is the first crop that they put it, the genetically engineered gene in it, and if they get by with this one, then there's hundreds of more plants, garden plants and trees and else that they can then feel free to go in and introduce this gene. So eventually, virtually everything that we eat or consume or use will have these genetically modified genes in it. And alfalfa is the first one. If they get by saying we don't care how much contamination that occurs, then it'll be an open field for them to go into every other crop and every other plant and put these genetically modified genes in them. Even though they may spread throughout the environment and can't be recalled.
Well, now, certainly in Europe and many other countries, they really don't want our genetically modified corn or soy or cottonseed or canola. Why do other countries object to the genetically modified food substances, whereas they don't object to it here?
That's really a good question, and I think part of it goes into the large corporations who have such an influence in the media, and it's influenced by all the advertisements that they put in. Now that they've got Roundup Ready Alfalfa deregulated again, there are a huge number of big ads in all of the farm papers, and those ads are money in the pocket of the advertising people, and they're just not going to do anything to irritate the source of their advertising money. Now, other countries have done some testing. They're not satisfied that it's totally safe, and so they're banning it until it's proven to be totally safe. Also, they don't want Monsanto to take over their agricultural seed business, Monsanto or some of these other companies that are involved in this genetic engineering.
Well, you would think that a product would not be put on the market for widespread use unless it had been proven to be safe. Why is it they've been able to produce these food substances and put them on the market? We're talking about corn and canola and cottonseed and soy and rice and now alfalfa. Why is it they can get these things onto the market when they've never been safe for human consumption?
That's a real good question, but it goes back to this conference that these genetic engineers had back in the 1980s, and they determined that genetic engineering was no different than conventional plant breeding. And this is the policy.
It is entirely different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's entirely different. But the USDA and the U.S. government bought into that proposition, and that's the way they're trying to run the control of these things now. So they do not require any safety testing on genetically modified plants.
Well, did they buy into it, or were they simply purchased by the powerful corporations that bribes people and rewards them for a dereliction of duty?
Well, this is a very important question, and this is what has really brought this thing to the forefront in a lot of people's mind. How could Monsanto use their naked political power, brutal political power, to overcome and get this Roundup Ready alfalfa released? What company, who in the country could go to the House and have a special session of the House Agricultural Committee called to discuss this? The political part of this is what is really upsetting a lot of people. You know, why did we do all of this preliminary EIS and have all the comments in when there was about 250,000 comments in it on this deregulation of Roundup Ready alfalfa? About 200,000 of them opposed it, but the USDA went ahead and deregulated it. And the other thing, what they've done in their environmental impact statement, it's just very bad science all the way through it. If you get the final EIS on Roundup Ready alfalfa, it's extremely difficult to read. It's not a real difficult subject, but try to read that and understand it. The average person, or even people who have pretty good understanding of the subject, would not be able to read it and understand what it says. And it was purposely written that way.
They're intentionally confusing the issue then.
Yeah. It's a huge smokescreen that they put out there. And then a lot of the news media that is getting their advertising dollars from these genetic modification companies, they're not digging into it and telling the whole truth.
Our number 877-254-7524. Our number 877-254-7524. Give us a call if you have a question.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Timberline Nails and Spa in Fort Collins asked listeners, do you think driving drunk is no big deal? Imagine what it can do for your social life, including bus rides, counseling, community service, court dates, and the special new friends you'll make during your stay in jail, if you live. So please drive responsibly. If you drink, don't drive. This is a message from Timberline Nails and Spa in Fort Collins. Give them a call today at 225-2000. They remind you don't drink and drive. Your life and your mind depend upon it. 225-2000.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I stand here. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But, of course, the fact that they can spray the Roundup within a few days of the harvesting of the alfalfa, the Roundup then will be in the products that is fed to the cows, and you'll be drinking the milk and eating the meat. And is there any evidence that that Roundup will be in the products of the animals that eat the alfalfa with the Roundup actually in it, Phil? Is there any evidence that the Roundup will be there?
In the draft EIS, they put one study in there that was done with two milking goats, and they fed those milking goats some feed that had glyphosate in it, and they checked the milk, and they the amount of glyphosate in the milk increased every day, and on the seventh day they killed one of the goats and analyzed the glyphosate that was in it, and they found it in the meat. There was another goat. Now, the second goat in the study, they fed it 10 days, and then they killed it, and they measured the milk, and it had an increasing amount of glyphosate in the milk each day, and then they found it in the also in the meat. And this is the only thing in the draft environmental impact statement that I could find at the reading through this. There were 1,400 pages of this essentially unintelligible garbage that they put in there, but that was the only place I could find that. They did have one section in there. They said that 70% of the glyphosate that the cow eats goes out in the urine and feces. Well, we don't care about that. It's what happened to the other 30%? And it apparently got concentrated in the animal or in the milk, but they never discussed this in their study.
They slant these studies when they have an agenda, and science is being misused today to the detriment of the health of our people. Sydney, you know, I would think that the average individual would be furious when they realize that the government is allowing this sort of thing. And can the individual bring a class action suit? Now, you mentioned you're trying to get lawyers or a law firm to actually take this on. I would think this would be a major thing. There's just so much evidence of the danger of genetically modified food and the fact that these people are certainly compromising the health of the public. What sort of response are you getting when you try to get this information out, Phil?
Well, very good results, but it's extremely hard to do it because the mainstream news media will not carry any stories about it. And you go to a meeting and Monsanto, their representatives and other genetic engineering companies will get up and say, there are thousands of tests that have proven the safety of these products. But you ask them, tell me where those tests are. Where are they? They don't have them listed any place of what the tests are. And the ones that they do have, if they have any, it's in in-house testing. And if you believe what their in-house testing says, why, you know, I got a bridge for you to buy.
Sure.
So it's just that there's a lack of information out to the people on their understanding of what's going on.
And of course, if we were getting the truth from the media, why we'd be hearing about this night after night after night after night. But of course, the media is not going to tell the public the truth. about the health hazard of genetically modified food. In Europe, the people understand it. They don't want it. Here, why we do what we're told obediently and never question what we're told. Understand it. They don't officials. Well, Phil, what's the outlook? Are you optimistic? Do you think we're going to be able to do something about it? What we're just going to simply continue affecting the health of the American people?
Well, I don't want my granddaughters drinking anything that has come from genetically modified plants. I don't want them drinking any milk that has come from cows that are eating Roundup Ready alfalfa that's been sprayed with glyphosate. And so I'm going to continue to fight. I think that this information has to be got out, and we're up against a giant. We know it, but we will prevail. I'm very confident that truth will eventually prevail. How much damage is done in the meantime, that's a big question there.
All right. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. What could our listeners, 2547, the problem? Because it affects them, their children, and their children's children. Of course, it may well be that if this is effective and acts the same way in human beings as it does in animals, you won't have to worry about your children's children, because certainly in the mice and rats that were fed genetically modified, you won't have to. That was soy that they were using in Russia. Why their children didn't have any children.
One thing that I'm going to do to try to overcome this problem with the media, I'm writing up some information, and I believe that we'll try to get it into the farm media. As paid advertising information, and I believe that we'll try to get it for those paid advertisements. Media as paid campaigns that we hope to do. We've got to do it right away. There's quite a few organic organizations, particularly up in the state of Washington, that have got all excited about this, and they want to do something, and I'm going to help them try to get this information out.
Well, Phil, I appreciate everything you do. I think it's an important battle. It's part of a much larger battle, but I think that this is something everybody should be concerned about. I mean, if they destroy the health of the American people, they destroy our nation. Again, our guest is Phil Gersten. They destroy the health of the American people. They will be having Phil on some of our... Guest is Phil Gersten, and he's on the front lines of this battle, and we'll be having Phil on some of our other programs. Guest is Phil Gersten, and thank you for getting up early and being with us this morning.
Well, thank you.
Programs. I want to thank you for everything you're doing. I want to thank you for getting up early and being with us this morning.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and I hope that you'll have me back again.
I will. God bless. Thanks so very much. And if I don't call you, you call me. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake or even sending a care package overseas is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
Well, Dan, here at the American Freedom Network, and you really need to get the information on genetically modified food. We carry a book called Genetic Roulette. It's a great book by Jeffrey Smith, and we carry a smaller book that he's written on genetic engineering. You can call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And Genetic Roulette is really great, and the smaller book is. We have a 4-tape set on genetically modified food or GMO food, and we recommend this information to you. You need to understand that they are intentionally harming our health. It's part of a much larger movement. We call it population control. Now, they're spraying. We found they're spraying, but the spraying actually is the material in the contrails. There are several sources of contamination of the aluminum that they're putting up. Of course, they're justifying it. Oh, well, we're creating a canopy up here to reflect the sun. It's called geoengineering, but we can't let the common people know. And so we lie about what we're doing. But whether they've changed the composition of jet fuel, and as a result of that, why it's the contrails that are producing the billowing clouds, but there are toxic substances and particulate matter in the contrails. This is what they are keeping from you now, basically in the rocket fuel. Why, of course, there's aluminum, and certainly they're dispersing canisters filled with aluminum with particulate matter that is spread across the sky to actually geoengineer the climate. And you say, that's crazy talk. Why would anybody want to do that? Then they have military planes that are actively doing spraying. So we have three different sources. Now, and then, of course, they're modifying the weather. They actually have companies that modify the weather that can increase the snowfall. And then, of course, they have means of actually changing the jet stream by using HARP and other techniques for weather modification. They know how to do it. They just don't want you to know. We actually have an excellent DVD on weather modification by Bob Fletcher. You can order that. But you really need to get the information on this. You do it by calling 1-800-544-8927. Genetically modified foods affect fertility. They affect the liver. They affect the immune system. They affect the kidney. The scientific studies are there, and they are available. You'll want to have it. And then, of course, the other thing is that the aluminum that they are spraying is getting into your water, and it is toxic to your brain. It's related to the increase in Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease and dementia. Aluminum is hazardous to your health as well. We have got a great DVD, What in the World Are They Spreading? That gets into the background of contrails and geoengineering. And you'll see the interviews with the congressmen who are literally running away from the photographers. They don't want to talk about it. They know what it's about. What in the world are they spraying is an excellent weapon. And then, of course, You need to certainly get the DVD, Cancer, Forbidden Cures. There are cures for cancer. They're being actively suppressed. We also carry the book, The Brzezinski Breakthrough. Brzezinski had a cure for cancer. They wanted to send him to prison for 300 years to suppress it. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. They're poisoning our food, our water. They're poisoning us. Please pray, Eric.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You